So this picture indicates some extraction methodologies. The first one, you're looking for a gas which will be soluble in water, and to determine the presence of this in the water, you take advantage of that high vapor pressure above the water to sample in the airspace in this closed container above that water. So this is called headspace analysis. The advantage is dealing with an analyte which is stuck in water is tricky. Down here you've got the solid phase extraction cartridge. There's a process. You've got to filter it through the cartridge. You've then got to extract it with a polar solvent. You've then got to concentrate that solvent down so that the concentration is high so you can analyse it. Up here, you've got no concentration in your air at the start, so any presence of your analyte here is due to coming out of that solution. You will have information on the Henry's law constant for that particular analyte, so you're able to quite robustly determine the concentration of the analyte in that sample. It's very clean. The next example seems to remind me of a caffeine prac from this afternoon, solvent-solvent extraction. So we've got our DCM at the bottom, we've got our water at the top, and our caffeine's jumping into the bottom layer. Purge and trap. So purge and trap is taking a analyte which is less, it's got less vapor pressure than case one, and what we do is we purge nitrogen, an ultra-pure gas, through the water. That then strips the matrix, which is able to go into the gas phase to some extent, strips it into the gas phase, and it then is collected on a resin cartridge down here. So this would be something like a 10X resin down there. So purge and then trap is the name of the technique.